Hawaii Symphony conductor Henry Miyamura opened my eyes to young musicians when he pointed out that their performances often pack a level of excitement that vaults them beyond and sometimes far beyond just getting the notes right. It's true. At the newly revived Kamehameha Jazz Showcase this year, here is the Kamehameha Warrior Jazz Ensemble led by conductor John Riggle. From pastoral Hawaii Island, the Honoka'a Jazz Band from Honoka'a High and Intermediate School launched a tour to Oahu this spring under their director, Gary Washburn. This multi-grade ensemble has been featured on NPR's From the Top. Iolani School invited jazz-influenced composer-arranger Clarice Assad to town. She did workshops and a new arrangement of Bartok's Hungarian dances for unexpected instruments. Here is Iolani School's Orchestra 5 under their director, Catherine Hafner. The Maui Youth Philharmonic Orchestra pulled students from across the island who performed in their annual spring concert earlier this month. This is from a selection of Sinatra hits under the direction of conductor Lance Joe. The Moanalua High School Symphony Orchestra made its Carnegie Hall debut this past March. They received a standing ovation for their performance, which included Tan Dunn's Internet Symphony Eroica. This offbeat symphony draws on thrilling sound effects from instruments like disc brakes and tire rims. The Moanalua High School Symphony Orchestra. At the spring concert this year, Moanalua middle school teachers turned out to support former students in what is Hawaii's most musical school complex. Here, the Symphonic Wind Ensemble's Disney Medley under the direction of conductor Eldon Seta. Before the first note, conductor Seta urged his students to give it all, play with all their hearts. This music across our state is a fitting salute to year-long efforts by students, parents, teachers, administrators, and lots of volunteers. Noe Taniwa for Hawaii Public Radio.